Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Hear the word of the Lord. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now as we prepare to hear the word proclaimed, let us pray. God, source of all light, by your word you give light to the soul. Pour out on us the spirit of wisdom and understanding that our hearts and minds may be opened. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm guessing that I'm not the only one who remembers from childhood, remembers from early Sunday school, the story of Zacchaeus. I remember Mrs. Templeton with a flannel board telling the story of Zacchaeus, and she had the tree there on the flannel board, and then the little figure of Zacchaeus, and she would put it up into the tree. And then we would sing this song. "Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed his way, he looked up in that tree, and he said, 'Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today.'" Anybody else remember that? Some of you may remember that song from your childhood Sunday school. Maybe you even sang it. I spared my singing it here this morning. But to be short in stature is not about one's physical height. It is a spiritual condition that affects people of all ages, shapes, and sizes. It's a part of the human condition, and it's one of the threads that runs through this morning's readings. In today's Old Testament reading from Habakkuk, Habakkuk must have been feeling short in stature when he cried out, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, but you will not listen, or cry to you violence, and you will not save?" He surely must have felt short in stature as he witnessed destruction and violence, justice that never prevails, and judgments that are perverted. Habakkuk's world doesn't seem all that distant or different from our own. Recall the times you've cried out to God but felt unheard, and you'll remember what it's like to be short in stature. In Psalm 119, the psalmist declares, "I am small and of little account." Ever felt as if you were small and of little account? That's another aspect of what it's like to be short in stature. And in today's gospel from Luke, Zacchaeus is described as a chief tax collector, and he is rich. As such, he was an outcast to his own people. He had no standing in society. He was in cahoots with the Roman occupiers. He preyed on his own people, and he was looked down upon and despised by all. He was, as Luke says, short in stature. So I wonder, what is your Zacchaeus story? When have you been Zacchaeus? How have you experienced being short in stature? It happens in all sorts of ways. If any of this fits and sounds familiar to you, then let's ponder what it means. So I wonder, has life ever cut you down to size? Have you ever felt small and insignificant, ignored and of little importance? Have you ever felt as if you just didn't measure up, or that you're not enough? Do you sometimes feel as if you're always on the outside and never on the inside? Are you constantly trying to prove yourself, not just to others, but to yourself or even to God? Does it seem as if your life is not growing or maturing or deepening, and that your growth has become stunted? Do you ever wonder if Jesus even notices you, if he knows who you are, knows your name? Have you ever felt powerless and overwhelmed by the circumstances of your life? Does it sometimes seem as if your value or your worth or your dignity have been defined by your past and choices that you made in your past? What about what you have done or left undone? Have you ever felt as if you just weren't up to what life was asking of you? If you answered yes to any one of those or a thousand other things like them, then you probably know what it's like to be short in stature. You know what it's like to be Zacchaeus. And I know, personally, I know what it's like to be Zacchaeus. You know, I realize that it's my life and it's the only life I have. When I came to a crossroads and decided I had to make a decision either to change or to continue in a career that I was no longer fulfilled with, I guess at that particular time, even though some would have said that I had accomplished a great deal, I was a lot like Zacchaeus. I was feeling short in stature. The trappings of a permanent job and financial security were not enough. And I realized that it's my life and it's the only life I have. If Jesus is going to do anything new with me, it was going to have to start with my life as it was. And I realized that I could not run away. I could not ignore it, or I could not try to escape my life, because if I were to do that, it would be denying Jesus anything to work with. Because we soon come to understand that the antidote to being short in stature is facing our life, not running from it. And that's what Zacchaeus does in today's gospel. He refuses to be lost in the crowd. He refuses to hide. He refuses to run away from who he is. Instead, he runs ahead of the crowd and climbs a tree. Everyone could see what he was doing. Luke says he did that so that he could see Jesus. But here's what I wonder sometimes. What if he climbed the tree so that Jesus could see him? What if Zacchaeus was offering all that he was and all that he had to Jesus? What if that was him crying out, "Here I am, this is my life, look at me, claim and recognize me too as a son of Abraham"? And of course, that's exactly what Jesus did. He stopped and looked up at Zacchaeus. I can't help but wonder if that might not have been the first time anyone had looked up to Zacchaeus. Jesus looked up to him with love and acceptance. He looked up and invited himself into Zacchaeus' home, into his life. And he saw more than a chief tax collector, more than a rich man, and a man short in stature. He saw what Zacchaeus couldn't see for himself. He saw Zacchaeus as one of his own. In the eyes of the crowd, Zacchaeus is a sinner. In his own eyes, he is a wee little man rejected by his community. But in the eyes of Jesus, Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus was sought, seen, and saved. The lost one had been found. And that's what I want when I am short in stature. Don't you? I'm sure that we all want the same. I want to see Jesus, but more than that, I want to be seen by Jesus, even when I don't like or can't accept what I see myself. I want to know that Jesus sees more in me than I can see in myself. I want to be recognized and called by name by the God who created me. And I want to be reminded that I am more than what I have become. I want to know that despite what has become of my life, I too am a child of Abraham. I want Jesus to call me out of my tree and into a new life. Well, let me tell you, this is our day, because that's exactly the promise that today's gospel holds for each and every one of us. Whatever it is that has made you short in stature and run up the tree, that's the place where Jesus stops. He looks up with love and acceptance, and he calls you back down into a new life. So let's not turn away from that place. Let's not turn away from the face of Christ. And let's always remember that delightful song that some of us learned as a child. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed his way, he looked up in that tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today." Today, we are in the house of the Lord, and we have the privilege, the opportunity to now come to the table, where we can acknowledge that Jesus Christ is indeed our Savior. Let us go to the table.
Through the waters of baptism, we are born into Christ's family. That family is nourished and sustained at this table. Though we are baptized but once in the Lord's Supper, we reaffirm our commitment to Christ, and God renews us with grace. This is the joyful feast of the people of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast that he has prepared. Let us now give thanks. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Almighty Father, Creator of all things and source of every blessing, by your power and wisdom you brought the universe into being and created us in your image. You called us to love and serve you. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels and with all the faithful of every time and place. We join in giving you praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of glory, you are holy, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whom you sent out of love for the world to be our Savior. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ was born as one of us. By his death, Christ delivered us from our sins, reconciling us to you. Risen from the tomb, he gives us new and abundant life so that we live in him and declare, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Almighty God, we come humbly before your throne. All glory is yours now and forevermore. Amen. On the night when he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim Christ's death until he comes again. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon these your gifts of bread and the cup. And Lord, we pray that you will always keep us mindful of the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. We pray now, Lord, that you will send us into the world to proclaim the good news. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friends, this is the table of the Lord. All who believe are welcome at this table. This morning we will be serving by intinction, which means you will come forward, take a piece of bread, and dip it in the cup, and remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for each of us. I will be there with gluten-free for those who need it, and if anyone is not able to come forward, please remain seated in your pew, and we will come and serve you there. This is the feast of the Lord. All who believe are welcome.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you know our wounds, our troubles, and our needs even before we know them ourselves. As the Samaritan showed compassion to the wounded man, you offer mercy to us. We pray for those who are sick or who are in trouble. Comfort them with your healing and grace, we pray, and empower your church to minister to them. Lord, this morning we do lift up to you little Elijah. We lift up to you his grandmother, Ellie. And Lord, we lift up to you our own Priscilla, as they are in need of your care and your healing. We pray for all who suffer the violence of human hands. Such violence is so much on our hearts and minds today, Lord. We cannot understand the evil that exists in the world, but we know it has been true in ancient times as well as today. Help us to cope with the stress of violence around us and protect us, we pray, so that we may have opportunities to share your love. We pray for our children and for the defenseless. Safeguard them in your protection, Lord. We pray for those who have been elected to lead our nation. Give them wisdom and courage, and mostly we pray that you will guide them to make right decisions that are for the common good. We pray for all of us, dear Jesus, who want to serve you as disciples. Inspire us by your Holy Spirit and strengthen our bond of love in this congregation and in our community. God of compassion, hear our prayers and lead us all to serve with gratitude for the extraordinary privilege of knowing you personally. We pray in the name of Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now respond to God's word by returning our gifts to him.